Our story begins at Heidi's apartment, where Clint has just arrived to take Heidi to Todd and Hannah's wedding.
I like Hannah. She's fun.
Yeah, both my aunts are pretty cool.
You haven't commented on my dress. I know, it's hideous.
Heidi, don't start with that. You look beautiful.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Clint, you're so sweet.
I'm just glad you're healthy and the baby is healthy. And hopefully we'll have our son in time for Christmas. I've already bought him a few things, you know.
Really?
Just some cute little t-shirts. Can't believe how small baby clothes are.
I know. I'm so nervous about holding this little life in my arms.
You'll be fine. We'll be fine. Our baby will be surrounded by love, and that's all that matters.
At Charlie's penthouse, Gretchen and Charlie have just finished getting dressed for the wedding.
Oh, pretty lady, I'm speechless.
Well, that's a first.
No, you know what? I take that back. I'm not speechless. I am the luckiest man in the world because you are absolutely the most stunning, most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, come on. Save the compliments for Hannah today. She is going to look amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful girl, and I don't doubt she will, but you, Miss Gretchen, you, she cannot hold a candle to you. Besides, you know there's only one woman for me,
And there's only one man for me, and if we don't leave soon, we are going to be late for the wedding.
All right, the wedding. You know, I have a confession to make. Down deep, I am not in a hurry to see Cupcake Mary Malone.
Not today, Charlie. This is going to be Hannah's perfect wedding day, so don't you even think bad thoughts.
Scratch perfect when she's marrying Mr. Imperfection. Okay, forget I said that. Not another word. Except, you are looking way too delicious. Can we go back to the room for 15 minutes? I think I need a little pretty lady loving.
At St. Andrew's Church, Hannah, Raven, and Connie are in the bride's room preparing for the wedding.
Hannah, that dress looks even better on you now than it did in the store.
Matt better hold Todd up to keep him from falling over when he sees you walking down the aisle.
Oh, you two are too much. I know you're trying to make everything perfect for me.
Just like you did for me on my wedding day to Mac.
I can't believe my baby sister is getting married before me. You'll find someone, Connie. Or I guess you already have. You just haven't met him yet.
Don't worry, I'll introduce you to him soon. I promise.
I think the guests are starting to arrive. It won't be long now.
Are you getting nervous?
I thought I might be, but I'm not. Todd and I are meant to be, so as crazy as this day has been so far, I'm going to try and relax for the next hour and enjoy the ceremony.
If you start to feel nervous, just look over at Todd and know he's feeling the same way, too.
Hannah, I know Mom gave you the blue garter, and Raven gave you the new earrings, and you borrowed the necklace from Gretchen. But I wanted to give you something old.
Connie, you didn't have to do that.
It's Grandma's diamond bracelet. I thought it would look wonderful with your dress today.
Oh, Connie, I love it. Thank you so much. Thanks to the both of you. I've never been happier.
At Dean Industries, Alexandra is in Serena's office, shocked at what she just overheard.
Todd Malone is the father of your baby?
Like I said, it's none of your business. Why are you not leaving? Do I have to call security?
Serena, if he doesn't know about the baby, you've got to tell him. He's marrying Hannah Richards today, you know.
You know them? How?
Well, let's just say I had a relationship with his brother Mac at one point.
But Mac is married to Hannah's sister.
Exactly. It was a sticky situation, but that doesn't matter. I saw their cutesy wedding announcement in the paper yesterday. They're getting married at 4 o'clock today. You still have time to tell him the truth. Those Malones are honorable men. He won't marry her if he knows about the baby.
I cannot believe you are standing there giving me advice about something that is so none of your business.
Listen to what I'm saying, Serena, even if you don't think I have any right to be saying it. Go to Todd. Stop that wedding. Force him to be a father to that baby.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.